Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. There's good news today for the Democrat running to unseat Glenn Grothman. Dan Cole will get more Democratic Party support for fundraising, training, and organizational support from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The DCCC added Cole to their Red to Blue program. 53 Democrats have now been named to that program. And the World Naked Bike Ride will take place in Madison tomorrow for the 9th year in a row. The event promotes positive body image and alternative forms of transportation. Also, tonight is the Underwear Bike Ride in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. Riders will meet at North and Bremen at 7. The ride starts at 8, and there's an after party at Company Brewing starting at 10. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin State Senator Alberta Darling says Illinois is doing a much better job than Wisconsin of maintaining Interstate 94. Darling is the co-chairwoman of the legislature's budget writing committee. The Finance Committee voted 10-5 yesterday to spend $45 million on Interstate 94 in Racine and Kenosha counties. Some Democrats criticized the plan as just more financial support for Foxconn, since that stretch of highway runs right past the site of their proposed factory. And Polish Fest is taking place at the Summerfest grounds this weekend. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. While he was Waukesha County District Attorney, Brad Schimmel allowed at least 26 rape kits to go untested, adding to the statewide backlog. A total of 86 rape kits have gone untested in Waukesha County since 2002, according to a USA Today investigation. And Wisconsin candidates for governor Kelda Royce and Mike McCabe will take part in a debate this afternoon on the Devil's Advocates radio show here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Royce and McCabe will be on the air during the 4 o'clock hour today. Also next Tuesday, candidates Malin Mitchell and Kathleen Weinhout will debate on the Devil's Advocates. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Lakefront Festival of Art is taking place this weekend on the grounds of the Art Museum in Milwaukee. More than 170 artists will be featured at this year's festival. In addition to the artwork, music from local and regional acts will also be featured, including the Cock Marshall Trio and Abby Jean. The Lakefront Festival of Art started in 1963 and is a fundraiser for Milwaukee's Art Museum. And the Brewers had yesterday off. They get back to work tonight against the Phillies at Miller Park. Here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, partly sunny skies and then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s. For Sunday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.